Hey, baby. How are you feeling? I'm sorry. I know it sucks being pregnant. But you're not even showing that much, though. Stop saying you're fat. You're barely showing. It's just a little belly. It's just a little belly. Look at it. See, it's a little belly. And your feet hurt too. I brought the heating pad. Here, let me put it on you here. How does that feel? Does that help at least? Baby, your boobs are huge. Oh my God. I can't help but play with them. I'm sorry, they're just so big. I'm sorry if I think my baby mama's real sexy. Because she is. God, you are so sexy right now. I don't know what it is. No, it's more than your just massive tits. You have a glow to you, and it's really cute. And I don't know. There's something about you being pregnant is really just like, it does it for me. I heard sex is a good way of revealing pain. It's the best pain relief. This is what I've heard. And the good news is I can come on you as much as I want because you can't get pregnant again, so. There's that plus side too. Like being a pain. Says who? Why can't I kiss your neck? Yes, I am trying to seduce you. Because you're so sexy. Even if you are pregnant, you're really, 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 really sexy. I think you might be even sexier now that you are pregnant. I mean it. How am I a weirdo? Am I a weirdo because I love my wife? Okay. Well, then I'm a super huge weirdo then because I love my wife a lot. You just want a spoon and cuddle? That's fine. Whatever you want, sweetheart. Whatever you want. You're the pregnant one. It's my job to take care of you. Whatever you want, I'll do for you. I mean it. If you want me to go to the grocery right now and buy some crazy food, like horseradish and lima beans and potato salad, I will do that right now. I don't know. I just thought of the weirdest combination of food I could think of. I don't know. For now, I get crazy cravings all the time. Yeah, you've been craving sushi for like a whole month. And you can't have any, by the way. You better not be sneaking sushi. I mean it, no sushi. I'll eat sushi for you. I'll eat sushi for the both of us. And you can watch me and vicariously live through me and enjoy the sushi. And like last night at 2 a.m. when you were craving nachos. Don't tell me you don't have crazy cravings. You have crazy cravings all the time. But I always get them for you, so you can't complain. Baby, I'm not complaining about nachos at 2 a.m. either. I support nachos at 2 a.m. That is a reasonable food choice. It's the fifth meal, babe. Or fourth meal. Like hobbits. Hobbits is. I'm the biggest hobbits you've ever seen. I love you so much. I can lay in bed with you forever. I wish I could take all this time off with you. They need to give me maternity leave for so I can spend the time taking care of you. I wish they did. You know, I'd be home every day with you, just cuddled up in bed, giving you a foot massage and a back massage and belly rubs and whatever you wanted. In fact, before your belly gets any bigger, I think we should go on a trip together, just you and me, you know? Like, we should just go somewhere. Because once the baby comes, we will not be able to travel for a very, very, very long time. Yeah, like, forever. For, like, 18 years. Oh, my God. Did it ever freak you out that we're going to be parents? I do not know if we're ready. I have no idea. I'm so scared. Yeah, I feel like we're just still kids, babe. I feel like we're just, I feel like we're still a couple of college kids and, like, pretending to be adults and, I'm so scared. God, I love you. I know, I'm just freaking out a little bit. Being a dad is scary. Being a dad's really, really, really scary. Oh my God. What if it's a girl? What if I screw up? What if I'm terrible? Like, this is all I'm thinking about all the time. Thank God we have at least one sensible parent. Oh, we have zero sensible parents? Oh no, we're screwed. God, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have you. Like, you are my rock, babe. God, you... Why are you so amazing? What did I do? What did I do to deserve you? What did I do to get so lucky? This is like the lottery times a million. That's what you are. You're like the Powerball times a million. Like, how did I get so lucky to run into you? And how did I get lucky enough that you gave me the time of day? And then we went on a date, and then that date turned into 100 more dates, and then those 100 more dates turned into 5 years, and then those 5 years turned into 10, and then we got married, and now 15 years later, here we are, finally making the biggest step of all, you know? Oh my God. And now we're finally having kids. It's crazy. It's just... I don't know. Every time I think about it, it just makes me... just gives me, like, goosebumps. Like, it's just... it's crazy to think about. You're gonna be such a good mom, though. I know, just... I know. I just know you will. You're the most loving, caring person I know. Like, you're gonna be the best mom in the world. Any kid will be lucky to have you as their mom. I love you. Anyway. Okay. Alright, so now someone's ready to fool around. Okay. I'm not complaining. No. That was not a complaint. That was me saying yes. Yes, yeah, yep, let's fool around. Yep, deal, yep. I'm completely on board. Let's do this.